Only God, your creator, knows your potential fully. You don't even know your potential fully. Your parents don't know your full potential. Your husband or your wife doesn't know your full potential. Your friends don't know your potential. Your boss doesn't really know your full potential. You don't even know the greatness inside you. Only God knows what you are truly capable of.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick makes it possible for anyone to study and understand what the Word of God really says. Whether you've just started studying the Bible, you've been studying for a while, or you're a biblical scholar, there's something for you in this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that is the perfect complement to this audio series called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit, which includes a DVD and workbook. It's perfect for your own study time or your time with your small group. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How the Bible Changes Us.
2 Timothy 3:15, 16, and 17. We looked at this verse last week. All scripture is God-breathed, theopneustos, God-breathed, and is useful. Now notice it says four things: useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Now, so that, and if you were in small group this week, you know that that's called a henna clause in Greek, so that, here's the purpose of the Bible. So that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The purpose of the Bible is to help you to live out the purpose God has for your life. The purpose of the Bible is to help you live out the purpose God has for your life. That you will be thoroughly equipped, that you'll have all you need, you'll be fully prepared, you're ready to face life, and you're not insufficient for life. You've got everything you need to take on life. And he says, the way God gets you ready for life, the way God gets you ready for his purpose is through the Bible. And the Bible does four things. He said, it's for teaching and rebuking and correcting and training. Now, let me explain that in a little different way. Teaching is God shows me the path to walk on. That's teaching. Rebuking is when God shows me how I got off the path and I'm now in the ditch. That's called rebuking. Correcting is how I get back on the path, the right path for life, for my life. And training is how I stay on the path and don't fall off in the ditch again. That's what those four things are. Let me say it again. The Word of God is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Teaching is it shows me the path to walk on. Here's the way to make it in life. Rebuking shows me where I fell off the path and fell in the ditch. Correcting shows me how to get back on the right path. Correcting. And training in righteousness shows me how to stay on the path. That's the way the Word of God helps me grow. Now, the fifth way that God uses his Word to change me, in all of these ways, he recreates my life, eradicates my guilt, activates my faith, and stimulates my growth. The fifth way is he uses the Bible to illuminate my mind. God wants to illuminate my mind. Pastor Tom is going to come and talk about illuminating our minds with the Word of God.
So how does it work? How does God turn the light on? Look at this next verse in your outline. Psalm 119, 130 says, understanding your word brings light to the minds of ordinary people. So God wants to use his word to bring light to every one of our minds. It's not, enlightenment isn't just for one age of people or one class of people. God wants to bring light to every single person. He wants to light up our minds with the truth of who he is, with the truth of the next step, next direction to take in our lives, with the truth of how to handle the feelings I'm having, with the truth of how to handle the relationship difficulties or the relationship successes that I'm having. He wants to bring light to our lives. Now, how does he do that? How does he turn the light on in our lives? So some of you may have opened up the Bible and thought, I didn't get any light out of that. It didn't happen. Sometimes it happens immediately, but more often the light dawns on you. It comes slowly. And the way that it does that, look at this next verse up on the screen. Psalm 119:99 says, I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. Focus on that word meditate. Well, first Psalm 119, you notice a lot of the verses are from Psalm 119. It's not only the longest chapter in the Bible, it's also a chapter that's all about the Bible. So that's why we look at it a lot. And that reminds us that meditation is the key to turning the light on many times. When you soak your mind in the Word, we learned about this last week. Rick talked about it. We learned about it in our small groups this week. We talked about how to meditate, how to pronounce it. All these meditation methods that we're going through, meditation isn't losing your mind to the universe. It's focusing your mind on the Word of God. All of these are so that God can turn the light on in our lives. It's what he wants to do in my life. It's what he wants to do in our lives. And when you soak your mind in the Word, he turns the light on. He helps you to see things with a different perspective in a different way. And once that happens, then he gives you the opportunity to do something else. Psalm 119, 105 says this, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He turns the light on so that we can have direction in our lives. A lamp for our feet, a light for our path. Now, to turn the light on in your life, one of the great things you can do is pray prayers related to God's word, related to the Bible. In fact, one of them is our memory verse for this next week. Psalm 119, 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. You got it. Give yourselves a hand.
The sixth way that God changes my life with his word, this is a big one. It elevates my moods. It elevates my mood. And some of you really need a mood elevator right now because you're down in the dumps and you're feeling a little grumpy and you're feeling like nobody cares and you're having a pity party of one and inviting yourself. Whenever you get discouraged, you don't need a coffee break. You need a word break. God gave us the Bible to encourage us. It is a mood elevator. You say, how do you know that? Look at this next verse, Romans 15, verse 4. Everything that was written in the past, he's talking about the Bible, was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Now, I want you to circle four words in this verse. First, everything. Second, encouragement. Third, scriptures, and fourth, hope. Everything in the scriptures is for our encouragement and hope. Everything? Yes, everything that was written in scriptures is meant to encourage you. It's meant for your encouragement. It is meant to be a mood elevator. Even the tough parts are there to ultimately encourage your life in the right direction. The next time you get discouraged, the next time you feel fatigued, you're run out of energy, you're just out of, you know, pizzazz, why don't you come home and instead of turning on the television, try reading the Bible. It has the power in it, the God's power, to make changes. Television can tell you what to do. It doesn't have the power to give you to do it. Now, this will elevate your mood, and that's why every day you need to spend a little bit of time alone with God. We call it a quiet time. I don't care what you call it, daily devotional, personal inspiration time, doesn't matter. It's a little time where you get quiet and you spend time with God and you think about his word, you read his word and you talk to him and you just listen. A good verse is this verse, back to Psalm 119, 114. I love this in the Message paraphrase. You're my place of quiet retreat. I wait for your word to renew me. The word of God is meant to renew you. The word of God is meant to encourage you. The word of God is meant to give you hope. Now, if you're discouraged and you've lost hope, it tells me one thing. You're certainly not in this book. Because if you were, you would not be discouraged. And if you were, you would have hope. Because the more you read this book, when you feel things are hopeless, the more you need to get in the Bible. The more you feel discouraged, the more you need to get in the Bible. Because all of these things, it recreates my life, gives me a fresh start when my life's falling apart. It eradicates my guilt for all the stupid things I've done. It activates my faith, it stimulates my growth, it illuminates my mind, and it elevates my mood. That's a good thing. One more. It liberates my potential.
We'll continue our series, 40 Days in the Word, in just a few moments. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Is it enough to just love the Word and learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says, no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why he's created a tool to help you do just that. It's called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. The kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. A personal 40 Days in the Word journal. And Bible verse memorization cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. You'll also find a special section called How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
It activates my faith, it stimulates my growth, it illuminates my mind, and it elevates my mood. That's a good thing. One more. It liberates my potential. It liberates my potential. Now, this is so important because only God, your creator, knows your potential fully. You don't even know your potential fully. Your parents don't know your full potential. Your husband or your wife doesn't know your full potential. Your friends don't know your potential. Your boss doesn't really know your full potential. You don't even know the greatness inside you. Only God knows what you are truly capable of. And so you've got to spend time with God's word to get out of the boxes that other people have put you in. Right now, most people live for the expectations of others. They live for the approval of others. They worry, what will other people think? Your life has been so limited by tapes of people who lied to you. Sometimes they didn't even mean to do it, but they did it. And sometimes growing up, you heard things like, you can't do that. You'll never be good at that. Why can't you be like your brother? You're not going to be them. You're not worth much. You'll never amount to anything. And you were told all these things, and you believed those tapes, and you played them over and over, and they lied. You don't even know the potential you're capable of. You use such a small fraction of your brain. You don't need more intelligence. You just need to use the intelligence you've got. And only God knows the full potential of your greatness, of the impact of your life. And only he can unlock that potential. Only he can set you free. Why? Because he's got the truth. Jesus said this, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It will unlock you. It will liberate you. It will make you able to do things you never thought you could ever possibly do. It'll set you free. All right. Now, let me just summarize. Would you like to have your life recreated after it fell apart, your guilt eradicated for everything you've ever done wrong, Your faith activated, so you'll have more confidence and courage. Your growth stimulated, so you'll become all you're meant to be. Your mind illuminated, so you can make wise decisions. Your mood elevated, so you're not down in the dumps. And your potential liberated. Is anybody interested in those seven things? Yeah. Okay. I am. I certainly am. It's all right here. You got to get in this book. This is why we're doing 40 days in the Word. You're not going to have any of that done for you by television. You're not going to have any of that done for you by the internet. You're not going to have any of that even done for you by your friends. The only way you're going to have the eradication and the illumination and the liberation and the elevation and all these different things that God has said is by getting into this book. It's all in the Word. So how do I gain these benefits? Well, we're going to talk about that in depth over the next several weeks, but let me just give you a preview. Write these three things down. I've got to learn it, and I've got to accept it, and I've got to do it. Number one, I've got to learn it. I've got to learn the Word of God. You can't do something you've never learned about. Now, Jesus said in Mark 12:24, your trouble is that you don't know the Scriptures. He says this to the Pharisees. He says, you know, you guys, you know what your trouble is? You just don't know the Scriptures. Now, follow me on this logic. What you think is your problem is not really your problem. Your problem is never your problem. Your problem is always your response to your problem. Because you can take two people and they have the exact same problems and one overcomes and one fails. One succeeds and one doesn't. Why? The problem is never the problem. The problem is always your response to the problem. Every problem is an opportunity. It depends on how you respond to it. It's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity for prayer. It's an opportunity to trust God more. It's an opportunity to develop in character. It's an opportunity to see God do a miracle. I could give you dozens of different opportunities in the problem that you think is a problem. The problem is not the circumstance. The problem is your response. And the reason why we get into so many problems is we don't know how to respond correctly to our problems. So we typically do the opposite of the right thing to do. There's a book, a verse in Proverbs that says, there's a way that seems right to men, to human beings, but it always ends in death. In fact, usually if you want to know what God's will on a subject, take what you naturally do and do the opposite. That's usually God's will. Because what our natural inclination is almost always wrong. For instance, if somebody hurts me, they say something mean to me, or they hit me in the face, my natural reaction is, I'm going to hurt him back, and I'm going to hurt him back hard. What's that do? Just upscales the thing. It's not my natural reaction to forgive it and let it go. And yet that's the way that you get set free from the past, not by escalating it. When you hold a grudge, you don't really hold a grudge, it holds you. It holds you in a self-imposed prison of pain. You are only hurting yourself when you hold on to grudge. You're not hurting anybody else. You're hurting you. But it's natural to do that, okay? We think that the way to be liked is to fake it and to pretend that we're not really who we are and to try to impress people by bragging when the exact opposite. The Bible says, before honor is humility. The more you humble yourself, the more honest you are about your mistakes, the more people you're endeared to. The exact opposite of human nature is usually what God wants you to do. Now, we don't respond to problems correctly, so we make the problems worse. And that's why Jesus says, you know what your problem is? You don't know the Scripture. Because if you did, then you'd know how to respond correctly. And you wouldn't be making the problem worse, you'd be making the problem better. So you got to learn, because the Bible tells you how to act in every situation. Then I not only learn it, I have to accept it. And that means I accept its authority in my life. We talked a little bit about this in our first week. There are things in the Bible I don't understand, but I accept it. There are things in the Bible I don't like, but I accept it. There are things in the Bible that are inconvenient, but I accept it. There are things in the Bible I wish God had not said, but I accept it. Because God is God, and I'm not. And for me, trying to understand why God does what he does is like an ant trying to understand the internet. I don't have the brain capacity. If I understood why God did everything he did and tells us to do everything he tells us to do, I'd be God. But I'm not, and neither are you. And it's quite arrogant for me to say, I know, God, you said this, but I think I know better. And so to accept the word of God means to say, God, this is going to be the guidebook for my life, for the rest of my life. I may not like it. I may not agree with it. It may not be popular. It may be politically incorrect. It may be hard to do. I may think it's impossible, but I'm still going to accept it as that's the right way to do it. Because you're God, and this is your word, and I'm not God. And I'm not setting myself up as my word's better than God's word. So I accept the word of God. The Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 2. When you received the word of God, which you heard from us, Paul says, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. You got to believe it for God to work it in your life. So I learn it, and then I accept it as my authority, and the third thing I do is I act on it. Jesus said this in John chapter 13, verse 17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed since you know them. That's not what he says, is it? Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you write them down in your notebook. No, now you know these things, you will be blessed if you what? You do them. You don't get blessed for the parts of the Bible you know. You get blessed for the parts of the Bible you do.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com or iTunes and download our podcast to listen again. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement. Pastor Rick Warren says that the ultimate purpose of the Bible is to change our lives, and that the road to change begins with studying God's Word. Rick says that it's not enough just to love the Word and learn the Word. He says we must live the Word too. That's why he's created a tool to help you do just that. It's called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. The kit includes a 6-video session DVD and a 206-page two-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time, a personal 40 Days in the Word journal, and Bible verse memorization cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. You'll also find a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks so much for your financial support of Daily Hope. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You know, everybody, it's so encouraging to hear how God's working in the lives of Daily Hope listeners. And so I love getting these testimonies. And I want to share this one that just came to me from Wanda. Wanda describes herself as a Messianic Jew. That means she's come from a Jewish heritage, but she has accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Now, here's what Wanda says. She said, my life is filled with multiple challenges, both in parenting and with major family health issues. But Daily Hope has taught me where to go in the Bible to learn what God says and why God says what he says. Daily Hope has taught me how to have a relationship with Jesus, and it gives me my daily spiritual vitamin to go together with my Bible reading. It helps make God's word understandable and meaningful. Now, did you notice in that note from Wanda, she says Daily Hope is just part of her daily quiet time? You need to open your Bible. Not just listen to me. You need to get into God's word every day. Even if you're just looking at one verse, it's a habit we all need to maintain. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down one verse a day and carry that with you throughout the day. You can write it on a little 3x5 card or whatever. And then watch as God shows you how relevant that particular verse is throughout your day. You'll be amazed. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, let's continue to make God's word a daily habit in our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.